This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over this. Bop, 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 bop. All right. Nothing wrong with that stuff. June 22nd is upon us. It's Thursday. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Really and truly, there is only one Jay Kirshner. One. And you get her here every day. Every single day. Jay Kirshner is here to help you be you by listening to her be her. How's that?
Most days. Some days I'm like, who's that?
Pretty amazing, yes. And my questions are always brilliantly answered by Jay. That's the takeaway here, right? You spend a little time, get a little information from us, which is why we're here, in part anyway. Takeaway stuff, things that matter. For example, in Tennessee, they're sending out free books to children to keep them reading over the summer. 200,000 children are going to get these books to combat learning loss. Should have been done during the pandemic, but better late than never, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you or your kids, did you have Book It Club?
We had book clubs. It wasn't called Book It, but we did have Book It.
We had Book It, and for every book you would read, and you would get like an amount of points, whatever, and then you'd go to
a library.
What was it? Pizza Hut, I think?
And
like a pizza party, and you had this big, big circle kind of pin that you could put on your backpack or whatever, and it said Book It.
Yeah. I remember that. Yes, right. Yeah. Good. So these different grade-level books will be delivered directly to the homes of participants. Families don't have to pay anything. And it's for all 152 school districts in Tennessee. If you're in Tennessee, your child can enroll in the school. I think they did it already between the 1st of June and now. They have 40,000 more students, by the way, getting the books this year than last year. So if you have a child that struggles to read, but makes improvements a little bit here and a little bit there, if you're a good parent, you're probably reading with your child. That's the best thing you can do. I remember how wonderfully well my children were receptive of me and their mother reading to them every night. When I babysit for Miles, my grandson, when the kids go out for dinner, and he wants me to read to him. Oftentimes I fall asleep and he reads to me.
Oh, that's cute. That's such a great quality time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Gramps, don't go to sleep. Gramps is out like a light. Anyway, it's a promotion. I don't believe this is, there's no controversy here about the books that are available. You know, that whole big baloney mess that's been created mostly in Florida, but some other places too, where there are books that are appropriate books for appropriate ages at appropriate times. That's what you
and let parents decide for their own children.
Yeah, it's none of your business
for
my child.
Right. Parents. Yes.
Exactly. None of your business. So anyway, this is the fourth summer this has been done. Good for them. It's a very thing. Maybe talking about it inspires other people, because there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of school districts all around the country, and there certainly are books. You know, we had Megan moved to a new house this a couple of weekends ago, and They had shelves, because they're college professors and they read and there's all kinds of stuff. So they gave the books away to not only Miles picked the books out he wanted to give away to youngsters. He asked anybody in his classroom if they wanted some of the books that he had. He brought some of them to school. Hey, you want these books? I think you can have these books, that book. Yeah. And that's the way to do it. There's nothing that'll help children learn more. And as far as that's concerned, adults, all of us, we need to read more, I think, because I find, and it's always dangerous when I take a long plane ride. Jennifer used to tease me about this all the time because I'd come back with a fistful of stuff that I'd want to talk about because I'd seen something written somewhere that does help. If you're not reading, it diminishes your brain's ability to not only learn, but to utilize the synaptic connections between them. The more you use your brain, the better your brain will be, and you can't have health without a good brain. We all know that. You see that all the time.
Yeah, and it's a muscle. It's just like everything else. You have to work out. And something that I feel like we've said multiple times over, use it or lose it.
Yep. That's for sure. All right, so what's going on around the world? In Paris, an explosion overnight in a building. 24 people were hurt. Police haven't figured out why. This is on the left bank. 24 people who don't know why there was an explosion and a fire. And then the ensuing evacuation. That's always the worst thing. You have something like this, you don't really know. Is there, not only do you not know where it comes from, but is there going to be another one? Is there another explosion that will happen? This is near a private school, the Paris American Academy. Oftentimes, most cities in most of the foreign countries where we have diplomats that serve have what they call the American School. And it's all over Europe, all over Asia, all over Africa. Each major city where there are a lot of Americans has an American school. And this is near the American school. 270 firefighters involved in putting out the flames in this thing overnight.
Yeah. And they did launch an investigation to see if there was anything that caused this that went against code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of that around. Okay. So let's go down to Florida. I don't think this is good, but you make up your own mind. There's a portion of a Florida county that's been placed under quarantine today. State officials down there are working to get rid of these giant African land snails that are gross to look at. State officials found the snail in an area of Broward County. There are huge land snails, and they are not good for farming, not good for agriculture. They will eat all kinds of hundreds of different plant species. The varieties of them and what they will eat, melons, cucumbers, peas, beans, you name it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is bad
this is
stuff.
This part of the county that's straight up under quarantine because of these snails.
Now, where'd they come from? Obviously, they came from Africa. They came off of a ship. They crawl down like all the other stuff does. Some of the things that come to our country that are bad, like the stuff the Chinese send over, they do on purpose. I don't guess this is something that was done on purpose. It was just one of those things. But it begs the question, what the heck are they doing with them over in Africa? How do they get rid of them? Where'd they come from? How do they, are they left over from Oppenheimer's experiment blowing up things? No, that was done here. So what creates these giant snails? What are they eating? What are they exposed to? This is a snail that is really harmful. There are a lot of other pests around. Where they come from, how they grow. That spotted lanternfly comes to mind because that's been all over the place. People have been talking about that now for the last month or two.
Insects are like the size of hands. You typically think, okay, Australia. Australia has a lot of bugs that are the size of a hand or the size of your head. Yeah. And now apparently we do too.
Yeah. Lovely, isn't it? And again, some of those giant wasps and murder hornets and stuff come from China. thanks to our good friends, the Chinese communists. Yeah, let's hear it for them. There's been an announcement of the best and worst places to raise a family in America. You want to know what's on that list?
Absolutely.
All right. So the top 10 best places, and then the top, or the bottom 10 worst places. Wow. You're not going to like this. The complete list, the bottom, the worst place in America to raise a family is Cleveland, Ohio, according to this.
Wow.
Huh? Memphis is number 9 on the list. Detroit, number 8. Birmingham, 7. Newark, 6. San Bernardino, California, 5. Shreveport, Louisiana, 4. Baltimore, 3. Hialeah, Florida, 2. And Wilmington, Delaware. All right? That's, so if I turned it around, that's the 10th worst place to raise children, according to this overview from... various sources actually put this data together. All right,
they look at a lot of different things. They look at affordability, education and child care, health and safety, family fun, what opportunities are there to go out as a family, and then it all combines into a total score.
Yep. All right, so then on the other side of the list, the best places, number 10, the top 10 places to raise a family. Number 10, San Francisco. I don't know. I'm not sure this list has legitimacy because I wouldn't want to raise a child in San Francisco, especially now. But anyway, that's what the list says. Gilbert, Arizona is 9. Scottsdale, Arizona is 8. San Jose, California is 7. San Diego, California is 6. Burlington, Vermont is 5. Plano, Texas. I say Plano, James. It said they say
Plano.
It's Plano.
Yeah,
we're on a radio station there. I should know better.
Come on.
It's up in Dallas. It's not far from Dallas. Up kind
of it's like east, 20 minutes right. North.
Irvine, California, comes in third on this list. Overland Park, Kansas, comes in the second position, and Fremont, California, apparently is the best place to raise a family in the United States. Now look at the. Look at where the California places. How many? 5 California places in the top 10. 2 Arizona. Only 1 on the East Coast. I find that interesting. All right, so there it is, boys and girls, for your listening and dancing pleasure at 18 after the hour.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post the job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Oh. A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now 23 after the hour, social media time. What's trending? Gossip, celebrity news, that sort of thing. The Rascal Flatts Band. Rascal Flatts. Isn't that's a strange name, isn't it, Jay? Rascal Flatts.
I never thought much about it. No.
Really? Uh-huh. Leave it to me to bring it to your attention then. So one of the fellas that had played for Rascal Flatts, the bass player Jay DeMarcus, is talking about the band, where they are, where they were, and what will happen in the future. So if you're a Rascal Flatts fan, say that fast 100 times, then you'll be interested in what we have to say right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
I'm not much of a Rascal Flatts fan. Apparently, James is. What about you, Jay? What's the...
They're
okay.
I will say that to answer your previous question about how they got their name, when they first started performing together, there was somebody watching the band play at Fiddle and Steel Guitar in Nashville that has since shuttered, and they said that, hey, I had a band, it was called Rascal Flatts, do you want the name? I think it would be great for your stuff. And they basically wrote out this contract and bought the band's name for $5,000. Really? It was their signing bonus. And they started going by Rascal Flatts.
Isn't that interesting, huh? Wow. I guess when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, what I remember is Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Do those names ring a bell with you? No.
No.
Okay. So your father's listening right now, and he's smiling because those of us who are older remember Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
Yeah, they were a country act. Say, stop asking millennials stupid things.
Really? Okay.
No, just kidding.
You can do that, but I probably won't stop doing that.
But no, we're burying the lead. So Jada Marcus had said that even though the band, they're in different places, they have essentially, not necessarily broken up, but they're going their own way. They've done their goodbye, farewell, all of that stuff. And while we might not be getting new music from Rascal Flatts, they're not writing it off that they just will never perform together again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's always the reunion things. There's always another Vegas residency.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of music being created. And again, one, it begs the question, how much new stuff can you create out of eight notes? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it. All different kinds of instruments, excuse me, they'll play those notes, but you have to be really clever and creative, I think, to be a songwriter these days. Some of the things that you hear about what happened during the Wrecking Crew in California, the Funk Brothers in Detroit, and what they did when people were kind of trying to create music, they just sit there and they'd figure it out as they go along. They didn't write this stuff out. They just did it. And that, to me, is the most creative form of musical expression, frankly. So, anyway, there's the story. 28 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage will run out in a matter of hours. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when a submersible carrying 5 people disappeared roughly 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. So far, that effort has yielded negative results, according to the Coast Guard. At least 3 people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through the tiny North Texas town of Matador. That's just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. Sirens started blaring about 8 p.m. last night. The twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, it's near the pity.
Summer in the city, summer in the country. Yeah, it's getting hot down in Texas where you are, James. What was the temperature there yesterday in Dallas?
Hot. It's hot. There's no number. It just says hot on the thermostat.
It's just the big exclamation marks on the fire sign in
really?
The morning.
Exactly
hot.
Right.
Well, perhaps you should be celebrating World Rainforest Day down there, because that's what today is, observed all over the world, trying to educate people about the importance of rainforests. Usually when we think of rainforests, we think of the Amazon jungle and the trees that are down there. The world needs these rainforests. They are lush. They're big. It's a big tree canopy. Kind of reminds me of a scene out of, what's the Cameron movie, what do they call those? Isn't that funny? I went to see...
Avatar?
What do they call? Avatar, yeah. Right, exactly. That all sort of takes place in a rainforest where special species of mammals and reptiles and birds and amphibians live. and survive there. So that's what people are being asked to acknowledge, celebrate, understand. That's one of the things going on today. From the Did You Know and Do You Care department, Jay, did you know that there are no muscles in your fingers?
No, I did not know that.
You did not know that, right? Now, think about it for a second. One of the most, I think this is, I remember breaking all of my fingers on the back of a cow when I was about 8 years old. Didn't quite understand what was going on there. There are very complex parts of your body. You know that. Your anatomy is one of the wonderful, it is the wonder of mankind, frankly. You move your hands. How many, you ever count how many times you move your hand, your fingers? Hundreds and hundreds of times every day.
No, until you just mentioned that there are no muscles in it, then I started kind of doing a lot of things with with my fingers.
There you go.
I muted myself real quick so I could see if I can move my mic with just my finger. And I can. Doesn't it take muscle to do that?
Well, yeah, but
or is
it's
the muscle
on
the hand that's
it's
actually
the muscle
doing
in the
it.
Hand that is connected, the tendons. Hands have tendons in them. One of the things that most people don't realize is that you bend and flex your fingers about 25 million times over the course of your lifespan. Think about that. Your fingers can perform a lot of tasks because of the nerve endings and the touch receptors that sense pressure and texture and temperature and movement, but they don't have muscles. Muscle, you know, when you think about what's in your body, where the muscles are, they make it possible for you to move. And we have 600 different muscles that our bodies, our human frame, rely on. So pretty much every motion requires a muscle. So your question is a good one. How do the fingers perform those intricate tasks that we ask them to do, or that our mind is somehow we just, you know, I'm doing the same thing you would do, move my fingers around and my hands around. Turns out human fingers are controlled by the muscles in our forearms and the tops of the palms in our hands. Small little muscles in there allow your fingers to perform those fine motor movements. Imagine what's going on in your brain as your fingers are moving and you're not really thinking about it, right? You've sent a message to your brain to have your fingers move. And so the tendons that are in there, there's an electric shock that goes to the tendons, moves the muscles in your hand and your arm. It's sort of a fibrous cord. It makes the muscles, that electric current makes the muscles contract, and the fingers are able to perform, you know, like playing guitar, playing the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, right? Think about that, or what you do with them. I have a little exercise thing that I have here in the studio that I squeeze as I'm on the air because it's good for the strength of your fingers, your hands, your forearms, that sort of thing. You know, that you hear the thing, that's a little squeegee thing. So anyway, a little, I thought you might be interested in knowing that.
Yeah, I did not know that. I mean, that's one of those random facts of knowledge that you didn't know you needed to know.
And
there are no muscles in your fingers.
There you go. You heard it here first on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Here's the owner of an auto repair shop in Peachtree City, Georgia, who is regretting a decision to pay a former employee's last paycheck in pennies. Person in the news is Miles Walker, runs OK Luxury Auto Works. He was ordered to pay Andreas Flatten and 8 other employees more than $39,000. This is a lawsuit that went to the Northern District Court of Georgia. $19,967 in back wages and liquidated damages. So, company was ordered to remove all references from their website for the people that apparently had been fired. He fired them because they complained about him violating the Fair Labor Standards Act. Then he retaliated and they took him to court and they won. So he paid them off in pennies. Ay, ay, ay. The pile of pennies was so large it blocked the driveway. Took 7 hours for the employees to move them.
How petty do you have to take the time to actually do something like this?
You're a jerk. Right? I mean, we've all had employees that we didn't think were the greatest in the world, but hey. All right, in a moment, we're going to meet a gentleman who has a very interesting overview of what the immigration situation is in America. I think that if we don't understand the American story, we don't understand immigration. We don't understand immigration, I'm sure. And so there's some pretty interesting philosophical points of view that Dr. Murray Sabrin has for us, and we'll be talking about that with him as we work away. I think between now and the 4th of July, we ought to spend a little bit of time each day, or as we can, talking about America, the history of America, and America today, because really isn't that kind of what it's all about. Here's something else that we talk about every day here, and that's Calitrin. Go to the website, toploss.com, and enjoy the stories from the people who tell how they've lost 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds. Here's a guy in 93 pounds he lost with the help of Calitrin. It's the support that you get not only from the product, but from the people that are there. The executives act as counselors. The people who are in the supply room act as counselors. They'll tell you the story because most all of them have taken Calitrin and have lost the weight. Fabulous stories. Been years in the making. Today, this is the proven way for people to safely lose weight and, more importantly, keep it off. Calitrin, check out the story at toploss.com, their website. Get the BOGO deal. Use Doug, the code Doug, for good deals and free shipping. Any questions at all, feel free to email or to call looking for a counselor at toploss.com.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
43 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay and I have Murray Sabrin with us, who's the author of a book called From Immigrant to Public Intellectual, a story of Murray and his family. So where did you come from? Where is your family from originally, Murray?
Well, my parents were the only ones in their families to survive the Holocaust in Poland. And then in 1946, my parents decided to move to West Germany. My mother was pregnant with me, and we arrived in West Germany, and I was born at the end of the year. And in 1949, we came to America, August 1949, and we settled in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, then eventually moved to the Bronx a few years later after my younger brother was born. I went through the New York City public schools, decided to become a school teacher, teaching social studies. I did that for a year, then I taught mathematics, and then in 1972, I went to graduate school full-time to get a PhD to have a college teaching career, which didn't happen until 1985. I had some jobs before that in investment analysis, economic research, and real estate, and had a 35-year career at Brownfield College teaching finance, including financial history of the United States. And I've been writing on my Substack column, murraysabrin.substack.com, for the past couple of years with solutions to the issues facing the American people.
You started out sort of as a public figure back in the 90s when you ran as a libertarian for governor of New Jersey. What did that teach you?
Well, that taught me that the people in power are not very deep thinkers. Since I was in three debates with the incumbent Republican governor and the Democratic challenger, and by the third debate, I knew exactly what they were going to say to all the questions that were being asked, because they were prepped on the issues using sound bites. And here's an interesting trivia question. When Jim McGreevy, the state senator and mayor, was prepping for his debates, who played Murray Sebring in the mock debates that Jim McGreevy had? A future Supreme Court Justice of New Jersey.
Really?
Yes, I mean, when I found that out, I called the lawyer who was appointed by McGreevy to the Supreme Court, and I congratulated him after I found out that he represented me, sort of speak, in the mock debates that Jim McGreevy was having. And from what I was told, he gave perfect libertarian answers to all the issues that were facing people of New Jersey at the time.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think, in your experience as a libertarian, I kind of consider myself a libertarian as well, we can't get anywhere? Is it because of the sort of gang warfare used by the Republicans and Democrats and national committees? So they don't want competition, right?
Well, basically, we have a one-party system, something I concluded back in the early 1970s when Nixon did wage price controls, which is the opposite of what Republicans say they stand for, a limited government, a free enterprise. Mm-hmm. And I said, these people are not serious about the rhetoric that they have during campaigns. And I became a politically independent until I learned about the libertarian philosophy. And I wasn't really involved in libertarian politics until I was invited in 1997 to be the Libertarian Party candidate for governor, not having any ambition to run for office, let alone governor. And we had an impact. We got automobile deregulation eventually passed by a Democratic governor 4 years later when McGreevy was elected. We got the 55 speed limit raised to 65 after the campaign. I was for it. The other candidates were against it. I came out four square for medical marijuana, which was considered a big thing back then. And now, of course, it's so mainstream, no one's opposed to medical marijuana. In addition, we struck a blow for free speech because I received a little note in my mailbox coming home from the college in October one day from a police sergeant saying, you violate ordinance such and such because you had a political sign on your front lawn. There was an ordinance in the town that I lived in that said you can't have political signs on your own lawn. We went to the court, the Superior Court of New Jersey in Bergen County, and the judge threw it out saying this is a gross violation of my free speech rights. So that's not part of police law in New Jersey.
Yeah, right. There you go. So, as you've moved, the fast-forward, perhaps, button needs to be pushed here because we only have a couple of minutes of the story today of immigrants and the misunderstanding that a lot of people have of what or who or how these people should be treated.
Well, my father was thoroughly vetted in West Germany before we came to America. My father wrote his great aunt and first cousin who came to America after World War II. We got the proper documentation. We sailed across the Atlantic in late July, early August, and came to America, and they built a life for themselves and their children. That's the way people should be coming to America, getting the sponsorship. That's another important thing. We were never on welfare. We were supported by a social service agency that's been around since the mid-19th century. Then my father got a job in a pencil factory. And that's how immigrants come to America. The front door with perfect documentation, vetted that you're not a criminal, you don't have any medical issues, so you're not a burden on the taxpayer.
It's amazing how what we are finding to be reality now is it is disgusting, frankly. All right, how do we find your book?
It's available on Amazon and on Substack. I write 2-3 times a week, murraysebring.substack.com. And this is how people can get in touch with me, comment on my articles, contact me if they want to invite me to a speaking engagement.
All right.
I'm happy to expand all these ideas.
Thank you. Murray Sebring here on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, 53 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our music. Wait a minute. Hello, try that again, Doug. Our movie man. I don't know, Chuck, what do you know about music? I've never asked you. We never talk about music that much. You knowledgeable when it comes to pop music?
No, not really.
No. Okay.
I like movie soundtracks, to be honest.
We'll stick to movies. All right. So, here we are with the Hooray for Hollywood song. What are we doing with that?
That's an introduction to the Oscars. I just read they're changing some of the Oscar rules for qualifications. A movie cannot be nominated for Oscars unless it plays now in the theater for 7 consecutive days in 50 markets. They don't want a movie basically made for Netflix, never playing a movie theater, and going home with the Best Picture Oscar at the Academy Awards, which I think is a good move. You know, and it bounces into another subject. Netflix announced that its new action film, Extinction 2, with Chris Hemsworth, is a big hit. I don't even, they clarify that, Doug, by how many minutes are actually watched. I can't even understand.
What's the movie about? It's the usual action
movie? It's a sequel to an action movie that they did a couple years ago.
So how do you have a big action movie on a small screen?
That's an oxymoron, correct?
That is. Yes, it is. It's ridiculous.
I don't even watch. I got to be honest with you. I said this on the program a few weeks ago. Quentin Tarantino in an interview said, and I don't agree with everything he says, but this I completely agree. He says if a movie costs $200 million, and this is a very expensive movie, and it stars Chris Hemsworth, and it plays directly on Netflix, is it an actual movie?
No.
I would answer it's a TV movie that plays on Netflix. Now, yeah, it has a big budget, and it's probably well done, but it has no marketing campaign at all. It's simply dumped on Netflix. I mean, the Netflix subscribers will find it because it's right in the top of their search engine, but there's no marketing campaign, doesn't play in theaters, has no collective experience with an audience. So, to me, it's a TV movie.
Yep.
Well, I sort of like that. I like the going into trying to some extent the Academy protect the theatrical experience. Tom Cruise, who did a premiere, Doug, of Mission Impossible, the latest Mission Impossible film, Dead Reckoning Part 1 in Rome, said he will do everything in his power to protect the theatrical experience. A lot of directors have come out and said they want their movies to play only in theaters, but it appears Chris Hemsworth is very comfortable taking, and I don't mind knocking him, but very comfortable taking a big paycheck to do straight to Netflix movies. He's the guy who played Thor in the MCU, and he's a very appealing guy, but we need theater movies.
Yeah. There's been a lot of talk about Elvis Presley movies lately. He did 31 during his life.
Quickies, though.
Yeah, they were mostly quickies. His wife, Priscilla, former wife, but basically she ran his empire. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there is a new indie film released about Priscilla Presley and her life. And along with that, her wedding dress is on the market, apparently. The wedding dress that she was given by Elvis or her parents.
Probably sell for a lot of money.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So, there, and in this this is the new thing, you know, the biopics about famous people, 45 seconds of it shows her prepping for her wedding day by painting on her eyeliner and securing her bouffant. You remember what she looked like? Oh, you've seen pictures, you don't remember.
I did, yeah.
Remember what she looks like. Elvis was 32 and she was 21 when they got married. And we all know kind of the rest of the story, except that I find it interesting. Although, some of them, the Elvis movie was great. So is this a follow-up sort of to that? There was a memoir that she wrote in 1985 that Coppola made into a movie called Elvis and Me. And that's what's coming out here in October of next year.
Well, she obviously knows a lot of the behind the scenes, you know, she was married to him, so she knows a lot of the details that a lot of people who are fascinated with famous people, and obviously these movies and stuff that details their life, there's a lot of interest, so she holds the key to a lot of information that a lot of people do like to know. And I think that dress probably would sell for a couple million bucks at least.
That's amazing what trivia and things from movies bring. I remember when they used to be where the best movie theater chain was the Arclight theater chain, and they were mostly in Southern California. They would have in all the theaters, they'd have outfits that were worn in movies.
Yeah, I mean, some people by mail order are paying $500 for a autographed picture. Like Gene Hackman's done some private stuff. $500 an autograph.
Woo! Wowie zowie.
A lot of money.
All right, Chucker, I don't know if I'd pay that much for your autograph, but maybe close. Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.